Masechet Kelim Perek Het Mishnah Yud Aleph. Here we'll talk about other ways an oven could become tameh. Mishnah says, Ha'isha shenataf halav midadeha. A tameh woman who was leaning over a tahor oven and breast milk came out of her, dripped out of her. Ve'nafal la'avira tanur, and fell into the airspace of the oven. The milk of a tameh woman is considered to be tameh liquid. In that case, tameh. The oven is tameh as well. Shehamashke metameh l'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon, because liquid that's tameh makes utensils that touch it tameh, whether a person wants it or not. So even though the woman didn't want the milk to drip from her, the milk makes the oven tameh regardless. Another type of situation. Haita gorfato. If she was clearing ashes out of the oven, and she was cut by a thorn over there, which made her bleed, so now her blood is within the airspace of the oven, or she burned herself, and she then put her burnt finger into her mouth in order to cool the burn, and then put her hand back in the oven, so saliva on her finger is now in the airspace of the oven. This woman here was a tameh or teme'ah woman. In all of these cases, nitma, the oven becomes tameh from the blood or from the saliva of the woman. In these cases, again, doesn't have to be that she intended for the blood or the saliva to come out of her. They're tameh either way.